1 Peter 5:1 The elders, which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. 5:2 Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. Not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. 5:3 Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. 5:4 And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. 5:5 Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. 5:6 Humble yourselves therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. 5:7 Casting all your care upon him. For he careth for you. 5:8 Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 5:9 Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. 5:10 But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory, by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. 5:11 To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 5:12 By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God, wherein ye stand. 5:13 The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you. And so doth Marcus my son. 5:14 Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you, all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen.